USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's longtime ally Roger Stone is scheduled to begin a prison term next week after being convicted of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction. This morning, though, President Trump told reporters he's considering a possible pardon or commutation of Stone's sentence.
Well, I'll be looking at it. I think Roger Stone was very unfairly treated, as were many people. Comey and all these guys are walking around, including Biden and Obama, because we caught them spying on my campaign.
The president commenting as he left the White House to head south, where he's visiting U.S. Southern Command in Florida to review the advance of the counter-narcotics operation in the Caribbean. And then later today, he's hosting a campaign fundraiser in Hillsborough Beach, costing over $500,000 per table. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New COVID-19 cases continue to surge across the United States. Another record was posted yesterday, over 65,000 new cases reported in a single day. The previous daily record had been on Tuesday, when over 60,000 new cases were tallied. In Georgia, hospitals are getting close to their capacity because of people who have the virus. There is no statewide mask requirement, but Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has issued an executive order requiring masks in public in her city. She says she's not the only mayor that's done that.
The governor really seems to be the only elected official, one of the few in the state, who doesn't think that mandating masks are a good idea.
Tropical Storm Fay continues to move up the eastern seaboard, now impacting New Jersey and New York. It's headed for southeastern New England. In its path, it's left a lot of rain in the mid-Atlantic. It dumped at least 5 inches of rain on Ocean City, Maryland, in a four-hour period earlier today. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We told you about a tropical storm off the eastern seaboard. Well, the big weather news out west is about the heat. In Phoenix, Arizona today, it could hit 112, and Phoenix could see 117, maybe even 118 over the weekend. About 150 Minneapolis police officers are reporting symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. A lawyer representing the officers says not all the symptoms are new, but they did peak right after the riots in that city following the death of George Floyd. Many of the officers seeking disability were at the 3rd Precinct last May when it was surrounded by protesters and set on fire. The attorney says some of the officers were texting goodbye to their families during that protest because they were so fearful for their lives. President Trump is criticizing a project in New York City that's located right near Trump Tower. Here's more on the story from correspondent John Hunt.
The city of New York has now painted a Black Lives Matter mural outside Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Mayor Bill de Blasio joined in, along with his wife, Shirlene McCray, and the Reverend Al Sharpton. Now, Trump lived in Trump Tower before he took office as president, but has spent little time there since. He changed his official residence to Florida last year. However, his business empire is still headquartered in Trump Tower.
You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.